We're going to start tonight, Wednesday night. Welcome, everyone. I'm here by myself, David Vendell, pastor of Glory to the Nations. I'm going to speak on a more of an intimate setting tonight about what was actually spoken on Sunday. I made a comment, we're all doomed for hell, and it's true. And not many of us understand. And I said that, you know, we operate in a deceivingly wicked heart, and, you know, that deceivingly wicked heart basically says that we're good. And we are. We're all good people. We all have good intentions. We all don't mean any harm to one another. We really want to show love. And it kind of sends some mix. I'm getting that feedback again. We tend to get a little bit of a mixed setting out here, and I don't want anyone to feel bad when I say that we're going to hell. I really don't want anybody to feel bad, because it's not as if you did anything wrong. You didn't do anything wrong, but you're going to hell. Isn't that sad? You're going to hell. You're going to go to hell if you don't repent, which means change the way you're thinking. And you have to, the core, the nucleus of salvation is you have to come to a knowledge of God. You have to know who God is. You have to understand who God is and let him be superior over your life. If you look at some of the stories in the Bible that is written, you would see how Job basically was living a life of hell until he recognized who God was, and then his whole life was changed, and then everything was restored back to him. If you look at King Nebuchadnezzar, I guess if I'm saying that correctly, he didn't honor God for who he was. He was honoring himself and putting himself up above. And God ended up, you know, taking his mind and creating it to be, you know, cuckoo. And he became a woolly beast until he realized and recognized who God was. And then he was restored back to his kingship. And they are images of what salvation is. Because salvation is restoring life back. And right now, we think we're living a life, but we're living a life in a soul which is doomed for torment and doomed for hell. And you're going to have troubles and tribulations, and you're going to have a lot of arguments and things of that nature all within yourself, and your peace and your joy and your righteousness is all stolen from living in the soul. And you can't control it. You don't know why it's happening. And, you know, your life is pure misery. Unless you had things that could buy you happiness or what have you. And you have superficial happiness. But deep down inside, you're just not happy. And that in itself is because you're not recognizing God. You have to lose your life in order to gain a life. And you're not really coming to a place of recognizing who God is in your heart. Now, this is the key. It's in your heart. Your mind could recognize God. You could be like, oh, no, I know God. But your heart is so far from him. And this is the big issue that a lot of individuals have, especially in the I would say the worship entity of life, people who proclaim to know God, proclaim to, you know, say they worship God, but still live in that realm of torment. How many of us here tonight just kind of have an idea of what I'm saying? Because there are many people out there that proclaim to know God, but still go through lots of troubles, lots of torments. And then you have to ask yourself, well, then what God do you know? because obviously your heart is so far from him, then you really don't know him. And what it comes down to is the soul never detached itself from life. The soul was still trying to live. You haven't given your life over. I mean, there's still cares connected to your life. There's still things connected to your life where you haven't quite surrendered your life over. And those cares are creating trouble with inside of you. And you're still living in the soul. And it's still causing torment. There is no relationship with God whatsoever. The only thing that can save you, your soul, is a relationship with God, period. And to establish the relationship with God is you have to lose your life. You have to lose the life that you know. And how do you do that? Well, we've spoken this several times in here where you have to lose your control. You don't have any control in your life whatsoever. You have to take each day as it comes and be grateful in that day. You can't be troubled by being concerned what other people might say, think, or do. You have to basically be able to offer yourself as a sacrifice, for one. I've noticed that within my own self, my salvation, a lot has to do with helping others. Because it takes my mind off of the troubles and the torments. And by helping other, I'm always asking God to work with me or work alongside of me as I do this. Even if I am, if it looks as though I'm doing something for myself, the outcome is to for the betterment of others. So these thoughts in your heart, if they're not centered around self and self-preservation, then the soul is decreasing or dying. And if you're constantly leaning on God and recognizing who God is to walk with you through the valley of death, so to say, you won't have this fear of evil anymore. You are delivered from the soul, and then you have a chance of eternal life. And why I'm sharing this is because we have been deceived through many generations on the power of who God is. And we are taking the knowledge and the power of God, his glory, away and looking at it as some type of tradition or ritual and not a necessity of eternal life or life in itself. And we need to go back and redo the knowledge of God and have us understand how important it is to know him as the supreme being of our lives. And if we don't give our life to God, then our outcome is only eternal death. Isn't that sad? And I don't want to have to walk the call that God has given me as a steward of these of the grace that he has have bestowed on me and sugarcoat just for a building or congregation or a following. My reward will be in a heavenly place. And if no one hears what I'm saying, it doesn't matter. I'm being obedient to the truth. And not many people like to hear the truth. I mean, if you take those that are here tonight and those that are listening, and you're a good person, and I tell you you're going to go to hell, is that something you want to hear? Probably not. But the fact is, you're going to hell. You're going to hell unless God is truly your supreme being in your life, to where you give everything that you can possibly give to him. If not, then it's better, it says, it's better not to know me than to know me and be lukewarm. And then you're just riding on the fence post. I don't want our listeners or anyone here to get upset or scared in any way, shape, or form, because it's as simple as you're on an island or what have you, and it's just a matter of getting off of that island and getting on this island. That's as simple as it is. It's get off of this island where you're at and get on this island where the truth is, so that you have the opportunity of having salvation. If you choose to continue to stay on that island, well then, you know, that island is doomed for, you know, destruction, and it's going to get wiped out. And you're making the choice to stay on that island. And the heart has a form of deception that likes to take the truth and start casting it down as, well, you're getting a little radical, you know. Oh, well, you're a little an extremist, or isn't he sounding a little far-fetched? And you're a really good person, and how can that possibly be? God is such a God of love and mercy that, you know, he you know, loves the whole world. And, you know, and then he gave his only begotten son, that if you believe in him, then you have everlasting life. I mean, I can't understand the words that he's speaking, because it's just too far out there. I'm sorry, it's not too far out there. It's truth. And if you don't grab hold of this truth, your heart is saying, stay on the island because it's sunny right now and everything's okay. And, you know, yeah, there's a little windstorm here and there, and, yeah, a little turbulence here and there, but we get through it and it's okay. And, you know, I'll make the best of it and all that. But then there's going to be this one big storm that's going to come, and you're just going to be unprepared. And he's going to then give you the light, and the light is going to say, get away from me, I never knew you. And, you know, you want to roll the dice on your eternal life, go right ahead. You know, only those that have an ear to hear will hear what I'm saying. And, you know, and I can't really make anyone drink the water that I'm giving, but if you drink this water that I'm giving, you'll never go thirsty again. So all I can say is, please heed what is being said, and it's not a bad thing. Everybody would go into everybody. Then there may be some salvation there. But you look at fear, and if you're completely fearful, Jesus God, there's all kinds of gods out there. But I'm talking about the one, two women, that leads to eternal life. And if people think it's so easy, they're not giving God their 100%, well, then I would have to apologize and say, I'm sorry. You're going to have a rude awakening when you get into that eternal heaven. And you may say, well, I think you're a little too heavy or strong-armed or what have you. But maybe I am to you, because your heart is saying, I'm complacent to where I'm at. See, the soul and the job of the soul is to lead you to destruction. Did you know that? Everyone thinks it's the devil. Everyone thinks it's Satan trying to pull you into hell. Well, Satan already has you. Satan is your father, the father of lies. Satan already has the soul. See, the house of worship isn't telling you that, is it? The house of worship is creating you as an innocent individual, and Satan is trying to get a hold of you and make you do bad things to bring you in hell. Isn't that what supposedly the house of worship taught us? To so that we can resist, you know, the temptation, so we can stay a good person. And if we can stay a good person, we'll have eternal life. If you just believe in Jesus Christ, I'm sorry. It's wrong. It's a false doctrine. It's a false doctrine. The soul is already a son or a daughter of darkness. And that darkness has to evolve into the light. It has to come into the light. If the darkness doesn't come into the light, the darkness has a place. If it comes into the light, it has a place. I'm going to try to make this real simple so that we can all grab hold of what I'm trying to say here. And because of the fact that we all want eternal life. Amen? Yeah. I mean, why do we go to a house of worship then? For the programs? For the daycare? For our own personal righteousness? Oh, I went to church today, so I'm good. I mean, what are we going to the house of worship for? I hope and pray we're coming to the house of worship so that we would learn more about this grace that God has given us, so that we can be transformed into light and we can be children of light and not children of darkness. Right now, we're born in darkness. We are born in sin. We are born in darkness. And it's like being in a part of a land set apart for darkness. And the only thing that we can do is jump over to another land. And this is what I'm asking our listeners to do. It's a choice. You have to jump over to the other land. And how do we jump over? What is the bridge to the other land? And the bridge of the other land, crossing this bridge to the other land, is surrendering your life into the hands of God. Loving God with all your heart, soul, and mind. And how do you do that is you have to surrender your whole entire life. And you can't be like teetering and caring about your life still. If you're getting offended, you're caring about your life. If you're crying about not getting what you want, you're caring about your life. If you're miserable and upset over your circumstances, you're caring about your life. There's a lot of things that are happening. If you don't have joy, if there's not a smile on your face, and if you're not bubbling up inside with happiness and joy, then there is an issue and a problem with your bridge. Your bridge is broken. And that bridge needs to be repaired. And the only way to repair it is grace. We are saved by grace. Grace is the knowledge to tear down the thoughts, the voices, the troubled heart, to repair all those things and give it to God. You have trouble in your mind, give it to God. If you have trouble in your heart, give it to God. If your circumstances aren't right, accept them and give it to God. And it sounds easy, but this is the only way to repair your bridge. Now, you might have been a Christian for many years, and that's kind of like what you felt like you were doing. But did your circumstances change? Did your attitude change? Do you have a smile on your face? Did you break through? If you didn't break through, then your heart is far from Him. And we need to understand this implicit truth. And joy is one of the major factors of life. If you have no joy, you have no life. If you have no peace, you have no life. And we'll talk about righteousness too. But, you know, righteousness is kind of hard to weigh and actually feel. You can feel ashamed about a lot of things, and that's condemnation. And if you have a lot of that on you, well, that's a problem too. But let's take some of the most obvious ones. Joy and, you know, happiness right there in itself. And, you know, if you're all tight and wound up and serious and, you know, you can't loosen up and, you know, you have to question your salvation. You have to question your relationship with God. You are too tight and you're quick to be offended. And you have to say to yourself, did you surrender your life? Did you sacrifice and surrender your life? And a lot of us might think we have. But the problem is the soul doesn't want to die. The soul wants to live. And the soul, you have to understand, is a child of darkness. I hope we grab hold of this truth. We have to tear down the lies that we were entrenched by traditions. For some reason or another, we look at our soul as an innocent victim. And that if we are just a good person, we'll be okay. And it's wrong. It's wrong. I know a lot of good people out there that I'm not going to judge, but I will say, may not enter into the gates of heaven. And what do? You can't do anything. You have to say to yourself, you know, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And at the same time, just concentrate and work on your own salvation. And that's where I'm leaning towards right now. I mean, I had a very supernatural encounter. It happened almost 20 years ago, where whether in the body or out of the body, I don't know. We're still trying to figure that one out. But my spirit was gone for 3 earthly days, and I met Jesus Christ. I met Him. And I met a lot more that in the heavenly host. I saw many, many things that I still can't speak of today. But one of the things that Jesus said was, go back and tell them about my Father. And it was given to me to be a steward of the mysteries and the grace of the heavens. And I have the knowledge to save souls. And you can only come to the Father through me. It sounds bold, but it's true. You can only have eternal life through me, the The words that I speak are not of my words, but of God. And I was instructed, so those that hear me and take heed of my words will have salvation. But those who want to embrace their life and not lose it, and not really take the words that are being spoken serious, I don't know what to tell you. It's a sad thing. And I'll, you know, continue to pray for the ones that have been sent to me, but I can't pray for the whole world. But I can pray for the ones who have been sent to me, and I will continue to pray for the ones that have been sent to me. As far as the whole world goes, you know, I will pray, and I will pray in spirit, and maybe the listeners that are listening that I haven't even met might be sent to me. And I don't know you by name, but I will pray, and I will pray in the spirit that God will give you eyes to see and ears to hear and take this message to heart and say, you know what, I'm gonna cross over the bridge, and I'm going to come to the other side. And I'm going to come from the darkness to the light. This is what it's all about. It's not believing in Jesus Christ as your personal Savior or anything like that. It's about getting on that bridge and crossing over to the other side and getting God, our Creator, to be your everything. And sacrifice your life. Sacrifice it. Sacrifice it to the point where if someone spits on you, you know, you wipe it off and you offer them a hand. If somebody asks for your shirt, you give them your tunic too. There's no covetousness. There's no possession. There is nothing. You are nothing. You own nothing. Everything is of God's. And this is where your heart needs to be. You know, it's love. And when you enter into this place, you know, you just have to, you know, live in it. Now, I understand sometimes it gets hard. There's times where I feel like, you know, I get walked on or taken advantage and, you know, yada, yada, yada. I mean, we all have these feelings. We all have. But you got to just shake it off and give it to God. You just got to give everything to God. You just got to constantly give it to God. And, you know, there are times where you just be blunt and stand up if you're tired of having things happen to you the way they're happening. And speak out, you know, and do what you think you can do as far as that. But don't let yourself be offended. Don't let things become an argument. You know, move on past yourself. Die to self. This is salvation. Dying to self. Leaving the soul. Crossing over to the bridge into the promised land of light. And this is why I'm so happy that I was able to speak personally to our listeners and those that are here tonight about the importance of why having God in your life and the importance of eternal life and the what is going on right now, how we were born in sin. And to be born in sin, we are literally children of darkness. And the whole world is born in darkness. And this is the way it is. And, you know, there's a certain point where God's grace and mercy will not judge an infant or someone who is not able to understand the truth so that the heart can take the truth and apply it and change. So his love and his mercy and grace has covered that. But those who have the knowledge and can understand that they have to transfer over to the light, that's where it begins. And we have a responsibility for eternal life to transform over. If we don't, there is only one path, and that path is to darkness. And that darkness will lead to darkness. It's just going to go there. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. There's no way around it other than crossing the bridge. And that's the best way I can put it. And come into the promised land. There is a river that flows. And we have to jump in that river, cross it, and get onto the other side. And I want our listeners to know that, you know, God understands the whole mechanics of it. And all we have to do is just basically cry out to God and say, God, I have been deceived, and I thank God that you have sent this word that I can hear it. And this day is the day that I repent. And now I'm going to turn from my wicked ways. I'm going to turn from the soul. I'm going to lay the soul down, and I'm going to give you my life. I'm going to give you my life. And thank you. And start thanking him for allowing him to open up your heart to see the truth and to be able to lay your life in his hands. Because, you know, God has given us a choice, and we need to make the right choice, and we need to take away the traditions and the lies that the soul wants to embrace. You know, those traditions came from the soul, and those lies of traditions of the message of salvation, other than this message. Okay, there has been other messages of salvation, but not this message of salvation. This message of salvation comes from the light. But the other messages of salvation came from the soul. So if darkness gave you a message of salvation, do you think darkness was telling you the truth of salvation? And this is why I'm standing here boldly telling you that this message is from the light. And the light is leading you to the light. This message isn't coming from darkness, only to keep you in darkness, to deceive you and to destroy you, and to keep you in that darkness. So I want to thank God for the voice that is crying out in the wilderness right now. For those that he's calling, and if you hear my voice, then he's calling you. It's not by accident that you're hearing my voice. And if you're hearing my voice, whether here tonight or over live internet or taped recording, and you're hearing this voice, then you're hearing God's call, and he's saying, cross the bridge tonight. He's saying, cross that bridge tonight. Because you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow or the next day. And those that are listening and are saying to in their heart, you know what? I'm going to receive this light. It reminds me of the guy who was on the cross with Christ, with Jesus. And the one was totally in darkness, still blaspheming him and everything else. But the other one heard the light and said, you are the light. I hear the light. I believe in the light. And Jesus says, this day you will be with me in paradise. And that's what I feel that God is saying tonight. If you receive this word and you give your life to the light, and say, I'm going to cross over that bridge, then I feel that God is saying, this day you will be with me in paradise. So I want to end that note tonight. I want to end this message tonight. That this day, if you heard this message and you give your life to God, this is why it's so important to know God and to love him with all your heart, soul, and mind. And don't let that deceivingly wicked heart confess God, but the heart so far from him. And we have to understand what that really means, where you still have cares, you still have offenses, you haven't died to the self. The self is still alive. The self is self-centered, self-motivated, not thinking of others, not putting others first. There's motives. Then we're being deceived. And if there's traditions of doctrines that brought yourself to this place where you think that your gospel message is salvation and you're still living in the soul, well, then that was doctrines of demons. That was a doctrine of darkness that has deceived the soul to continue to keep it in darkness. But if your gospel message matches up with this message that was just spoken just not too long ago, this message of light, then embrace that salvation and continue to build and continue to walk strong in that gospel. I'm going to just pray for a moment for those that are listening and those that are here. That Father, I want to thank you for one, saving my soul and giving me the mysteries and the grace to be a steward of it. And I ask more to show me and teach me how to bring across this grace to your listeners. Because your love, you have loved them so much that you desire for not one to perish or suffer. But you are a spirit, and I understand that you need a voice. And you called me to be that voice. So I'll stand and continue to be that voice. But you open the ears and the eyes to their understanding so that they can see and hear. And bring the words to me so that I can make them loud and clear to those that are hearing and want to know the truth. Convict their heart so that they will know that it's truth and that they will have the power by your Spirit to cast down that deceivingly wicked heart that is so encamped and snared in us, so that we can leave the body of the soul and transform into that light. I pray. Amen and amen. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand of praise. That ends tonight.